You're listening to SBS News.
South African police have fired rubber bullets at looters while shops and buildings were ransacked, with dozens reported killed. General anger over the hardship and inequality that persist in South Africa 27 years after the end of apartheid has boiled over, sparking into the worst violence in years. The South African Police Service says dozens have lost their lives and more than 1,000 people have been arrested in the last few days of protests, which have now turned into rampant looting and riots. Former President Jacob Zuma was arrested last week for failing to appear at a corruption inquiry. He had been ordered by the Constitutional Court to give evidence at an inquiry that is investigating high-level corruption during his 9 years in power until 2018. He denies there was widespread corruption under his leadership and is refusing to cooperate with the inquiry, which was set up in his final weeks in office. He likened his troubles to those of the days of apartheid.
I'm very concerned that South Africa is fast sliding back to apartheid-type rule. The fact that I was lambasted with a punitive jail sentence without trial is something which should induce a sense of shock to all those who cherish freedom and the rule of law. Being jailed without a trial is not different to the apartheid detention without trial. I believe in the rule of law. I fought and went to prison and exile, so that there must be justice and the rule of law in our country. No honest person can accuse me of being an enemy of the rule of law.
Poverty in South Africa has been exacerbated by severe social and economic restrictions aimed at blocking the spread of COVID-19.
What is that? A cupboard. Are you going to be a cupboard?
In Soweto, about 10 people died in a stampede as they were trying to loot shops inside a mall. The premier of Gauteng province, David Makura, visited the area to get first-hand information and consult with local law enforcement. He appealed for the looting to stop and asked the various community stakeholders to work together to end the violence.
All of us have to step in. This looting is and the violence will lead us to a point we don't really want to get to that situation.
That is why
we are saying it's not just law enforcement only. Law enforcement and leadership of communities. We must all step forward and say looting cannot take place in our community. I'm calling on every community from the townships to the suburbs across Gauteng. The leadership needs to be working with us, with the law enforcement officers, to say looting cannot take place in our area.
Shop owner Nokutula Mieza says the riots have affected her business and employees. Her business was completely looted.
I'm a black-owned business and I have managed to create employment at least for 4 people. Now what is going to happen to all those people that were working here? I mean, it's not fair. We know the rate of unemployment is very high, but when we do things like this, then it becomes more higher.
Jerry, a shopkeeper, says his livelihood and that of many others has been affected by the looters.
I feel bad because I lose the jobs. I've got children. They need maintenance. And this shop was taking most of the people of Deep Kloof. They were working here. Now, you see them inside. Those staff, they don't have job anymore. Because of this thing which is happening. There is that thing what they are crying for, but there is looting. There is difference between that. So these people, they were looting. They take whatever, nothing left inside.
Concerns are growing over food and fuel supply. Consumers formed long queues at retailers that have remained open despite the unrest, with some people on social media saying they are unable to buy basic staples such as bread. A Durban resident, Joe Dlamini, said that he had to drive for over 6 hours from his home to fill up his car with petrol because all fuel stations in his community were damaged.
The people starting fire, the shops, everything, those. That's why the queue for petrol is like this. because it's supposed to put the petrol pint on Chatsworth, but I can't because now there's fire everywhere.
Many of the deaths in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal provinces occurred in chaotic stampedes as scores of people stole food, electrical appliances, liquor, and clothing from stores. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Sunday there was no justification for violence in the wake of former President Zuma's imprisonment and that the unrest would lead to the scarcity of essential goods and services.
As I said, shops have been looted and infrastructure has been destroyed. This means that our sick cannot get medication from pharmacies, food does not reach supermarket shelves, and health workers cannot go to work. We will soon be facing a huge risk of food insecurity and medication insecurity in a few weeks.
President Ramaphosa says these acts are affecting the economy and there will be consequences.
These acts are endangering the lives of people and damaging our efforts to rebuild the economy. Let us be clear, as a nation, that we will not tolerate any acts of criminality. We will not tolerate any acts of vandalism. Those who are involved in acts of violence will be arrested and prosecuted.
South African Police Minister Bekiseli says authorities are working to halt the spread of the violence and looting.
Current situation on the ground is under strong surveillance and we will ensure that it does not deteriorate any further. We cannot allow anyone to make a mockery of our democratic state and we have instructed the law enforcement agencies to double their efforts to stop the violence and to increase deployment on the ground.
Further adding to South Africa's economic woes, the rand has dropped to a three-month low. It had been one of the best-performing emerging market currencies during the pandemic. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.